I'm glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Some people in the U.S. are outraged about Iran's presidential election dispute. Take a look at one demonstration near the White House yesterday. Protesters plan to write letters to lawmakers saying that Iran's election is a fraud. Hundreds of people also rallied in Los Angeles.
What we are standing for is our human rights for expressing our opinion. This is not Mousavi's problem. This is not Ahmadinejad's problem. This is a problem of country of Iran. This is a problem of Supreme Leader that we cannot express our different opinion in a peaceful manner.
Meanwhile, Iran's most powerful security force threatening to crush any further protests that take place there. A U.S. destroyer is currently tracking a North Korean ship that is suspected of carrying illicit weapons and believed now to be headed to Myanmar. Yesterday, Senator John McCain said that U.S. troops should board the North Korean vessel if there is hard evidence Pyongyang is actually moving missiles or weapons of technology. North Korea has said that that would be an act of war. The U.S. Supreme Court may rule this week on a very controversial case. New Haven, Connecticut firefighters say they are victims of reverse discrimination after the city threw out all of the test results for promotions because no African American did well enough to be promoted. Federal judge and Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor was on the appeals court that upheld the city's decision. Actress Cameron Diaz gets the latest star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. This comes just 4 days before her new movie, My Sister's Keeper, comes out. It has been 15 years since she made her feature film debut back in 1994 with the film The Mask. And those are the headlines for you. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.